Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First Source Worldwide. I'm your host with the most, Mr. Worldwide. And ladies and gentlemen, I created First Source Worldwide for one sole purpose in mind. And that's to do something that not a lot of people do. And that's to speak the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 4 episodes in. Off the top, episode 4, ladies and gentlemen. And I have been speaking nothing but truth. So today, let's keep that going. Let's speak some more truth. As you all heard last episode, I asked teens why they were followers. I wanted to know why, and I tried to speak some truth. But you know me. I when I talk, I don't talk to hear myself. I don't listen to myself talk. I talk to help people. This isn't a fucking game. This is to help you guys. When I make an episode, I don't speak to waste my breath, to waste my time. I love saving time. I love being early. I love being on time. I don't like bullshitting. So when I make an episode, it's not bullshit. It's the God-given truth. The reason I brought that up is because I got an email today. How did someone get my email that watches my podcast? I don't know. Probably somebody who knows me that has my email, I guess, because it's out there somewhere. I don't remember where I put it, but it's definitely out there. But nonetheless, I got an email. Basically, the person that will be unnamed for their safety, they asked me why, what is the purpose of this podcast, and motherfucker, you know who you are. They asked me, what is the purpose of this podcast? What I have no right. I have no right to make a podcast and quote unquote talk shit about what's going on. Okay. This episode of Off the Top ain't gonna be dedicated to your motherfucking ass because, quite frankly, you're just a waste of my time. But I will give my thoughts to everybody that wants to hear my thoughts. I will give my thoughts on this situation. Or this comment, because it's not a fucking situation in my eyes. It's somebody that emailed me that I'm responding to right now. Listen here, motherfucker. You don't have the right to email Mr. Worldwide and say I don't have the right to make a podcast and talk quote-unquote shit about what's going on. I'm not talking shit. I'm telling the truth. This is what people need to hear. People need to hear the truth. If I am not here speaking the truth, who will? Huh? Not you. Not anybody you know. Not none of your friends. Not none of their friends. Not none of your parents. They ain't gonna tell you shit. That's what I'm here for. So shut your fucking mouth. Because like I said in the last podcast, the last few episodes, more times than not, I'm right and you're wrong. You listen to me. I got the microphone. I got the podcast. So shut the fuck up. Sit back. And listen to the fucking truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit break. We're going to hit break, ladies and gentlemen. So, we'll get into the episode right after the break. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First Source Worldwide. I'm your host with the most, Mr. Worldwide. And today, I didn't really have a topic to talk about today. I didn't want to continue talking about Trump. I didn't want to continue talking about what's going on in the world. I gave an episode directly to kids that need common sense. That was episode 3, for the people who missed it. So I really don't have anything to talk about right now. But I always wanted to know that if a man that has zero common sense and can talk a whole bunch of bullshit and can get into office, what can a man with no common sense and the power to destroy the world, what can he do? This is why I made an episode yesterday talking about common sense. Because everybody needs that. I feel as though everybody grows up with the knowledge of common sense. I feel as though everybody has common sense, but they fail to use it. Because they feel as though they don't need it. They feel as though they're better than common sense. But in my opinion, nobody is better than common sense. In my opinion, you need common sense more than common sense needs you. Common sense doesn't need you at all. Common sense is doing just fine without you. You need common sense. Because if you don't have common sense, what the fuck are you going to do in your life? See, everything is revolving around you. You as an individual need common sense. And like I said in episode 3 of Off the Top, common sense is key. Common sense is key. Common sense is another form of education. Now I'm saying common sense is key. Because I truly do believe that common sense is key. Any form of education, if I can educate you in some sort of way to the point where you can do better in your life, that makes me feel happy. Because I know I just educated you into the point where you can live a better life. You could probably be living good. You could probably be living amazing. Having a nice house, making millions. But you can make billions. So I'm going to drop this education on you so you can go ahead and make billions. I'm going to go ahead and drop this education on you so you can go ahead and get 2 mansions and not just have one. I'm going to go ahead and drop some more education on you so you can get plenty of Ferraris. Every Ferrari for 1 month of the for 1 month of the year. I'm gonna go ahead and get you 2 houses. I'm gonna go ahead and drop this education on you, and let you get as many mansions as you want. One mansion for every day of the month. This is why. I'm not going to sit here and feed you this bullshit of if you dream big, you can do whatever you want. You can dream all you want. But the only thing that's stopping them dreams from coming true is you not having common sense. You can have all the education in the world, pass every class in every grade you were in. But if you don't have common sense, how are you going to use that education properly? See, that's where being smart comes in. Use the education that you were given when you were young. Every man and woman had some form of common sense. Whether if it was from their parents, whether if it was from a teacher, whether it was from somebody. They had a form of common sense. Please use it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right to break. I will catch you after the break. We will see you right after the break. Again, going to the break after the break. Catch you right after the break, guys. Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to First Source Worldwide. I'm your host with the most, Mr. Worldwide, and I'm sitting at my desk wondering what will happen. What will the world look like in a few years? Before the break, I was talking about common sense. Now I want to switch it up a little bit, change the gears. And I want to know what the world is going to look like 10 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. What is the world going to look like? Is it going to be the same it is now, or is it going to get worse? Because it feels like it's getting worse by the day, by the hour, by the minute, by the second. As a matter of fact, it is. There is nobody that... It's not a day in my life where I did not hear that somebody got shot on this day or that day. I could go, as a matter of fact, it was. There were plenty of days. But then, when I didn't hear about it, the next day I heard about it. And it's sad because every day somebody dies. The world just can't go one day without somebody dying. And that's really sad. That's really depressing. Because you just can't keep your hand off that fucking gun, can you? You don't have the balls to put the gun down and put your fists up. And I know that sounds corny and cringy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But everybody knows the truth. No matter how corny it sounds, it's the fucking truth. Like I said when I opened this show today, I'm here to speak the truth. Why do I have to sit here and lie to you guys and speak a bunch of bullshit for? I sit here at my desk every day, yelling and screaming at the top of my lungs to help you understand that there's more to life than just taking another person's life. You can look in the mirror and be happy with what you see when you just got finished washing your hands with the blood that you spilt. How can you smile and laugh and giggle after that? Do you not have a fucking heart? Do you not have a guilty soul, motherfucker? Are you just that cold-hearted you can shoot somebody in the head and not give a fuck about how their family feel? You're a sick motherfucker if you think that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Mr. Worldwide. And I want all of you to understand, when I make episodes here at First Source Worldwide, I don't bullshit around. It's just me. It's nobody else here to give me ideas of what to talk about. It's nobody here giving me a script to read. It's just me. I don't sound like a fucking computer when I make an episode. I sound like a goddamn human. Why? Because I'm speaking truth every single day of the damn week. And nobody can say that I'm wrong when I make an episode, because they know when I make an episode, it is something that pisses me off every day. Every day. For 4 straight episodes, I screamed in all of them. Why? Because I want you to understand that there is more to life then the horrible things that are going on. If you scam through my episodes, listen to a minute And before the break, after the break, in every single episode, you will hear the passion in my voice of trying to help you guys. You will hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right back to break. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Somebody hit that break. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to First Source Worldwide. I'm your host with the most, Mr. Worldwide. And I just want to thank all of you that tune in every day. I want to individually give everybody a shout out, but it's just so many people. I can't. So the people that I see that are most active every day, I'm going to shout out. I'm going to, you know, favorite their channel. I'm going to call into their channel, thanking them, you know, making it public that I love you. And yes, I do. I love what happiness people give off. Not everybody has happiness, and I understand that, but that's what I'm here for. If you're not happy, I want to make you happy. If me yelling and screaming at the top of my lungs every day makes you laugh, well, allow me to scream every goddamn day of my life. Because I want to make you happy. I want to make you smile. I want you to know that there is somebody out there that is willing to make you smile. Just to make sure that you are happy. So now at this time, if you're listening, I want you to call in. If you're busy, I want you to remind yourself to call in right now. And tell me what makes you happy. Tell me what makes you smile every day. What outside of your kids, your family, you know, something on the internet that makes you happy, that makes you smile, something that I can provide for you. Please let me know. Because I would love to do what you guys, I would love to do what makes you guys happy. If you want me to review wrestling, I would do that. If you want me to review football, I'll do that. I'm not a football fan, but I'll do that. If you want me to review basketball, I'll do that. I'm not a basketball fan, but I'll do that. Golf, tennis, croquet, whatever. I'll do it. I got you. Because if that makes you happy, then I got you. I just want you guys to know that there really is more to life than somebody leaving this earth. Somebody leaving this world and passing on to another, it's just not fair. If it's not God doing it, it's not fair. I think that everybody deserves a life. I think everybody deserves to breathe. I don't think that I don't think that people deserve to get their last breath snatched away from them because of something that they don't like. If I don't like somebody, I would stay away from them. I'm not going to grab a gun and pop them in the fucking head. Because that's just not fair of me. That makes me a murderer. That makes me retarded. So why would I do that? Exactly, I wouldn't. I have no reason to, because I'm a happy person. Some people aren't like that. And I'm sorry if you're one of those people, but I feel as though if you're one of those people and you tune into me every day, you shouldn't be doing this. There's more to life than snatching somebody else's life. Because we all know where it ends up. If you snatch somebody else's life, 9 times out of 10, somebody's coming to snatch yours. And it's that simple. I don't want to end it off this sad, but I just want you guys to know there is more to life. And I'll promise you that tomorrow, it'll be something more uplifting than this sad shit, because this is, I don't like this. It'll be definitely something more uplifting. I'll try to look up something happy and do some of my research or some shit, like some music or some shit, probably. But I love you all. I really do love you all. And I'll see you guys tomorrow with some more Off the Top with your host, with the most, Mr. Worldwide. This is episode 4 of Off the Top. Mr. Worldwide signing out. I love you all. Have a blessed, amazing day. We'll be right back.